If I only were to lose you.
I close my eyes just and it's like I'm playing the game.
Thank you.
I'm just listening to the audio and I'm like, it's just like I'm playing the game, which is exactly how I feel about The Last of Us Part 2, Season 1. Or sorry, Season 2, Episode 1.
Wait, you think that you've... Okay, okay.
It sounds like I'm watching my friends recall
okay, the video game. I guess that kind of makes sense. I think that kind of makes sense.
Okay, so just right off the bat, this is spoilers for The Last of Us Part... Wait, The Last of Us Season 2.
Episode 1.
Yes.
Future Days.
What did you think of it? What did you think of it?
So, like, from the very beginning, I was cautious because if this is a spoiler, like, for you, literally fucking watch it. The first scene is Abby and her friends outside of the hospital that Joel rampaged at, putting to bed people that it's her father. It's going to be, a little spoiler for that one.
Yes.
And it establishes that they are fireflies. And it establishes that they want to kill Joel.
Yes.
Within the first minute.
And in a way that, to me, it's like, you couldn't think of any other way to write this than just having all these characters state explicitly and clearly her motivations and why. Minus her dad. She didn't mention her dad. Also, sorry. This is a spoiler cast. This is The Last of Us Part 2 we are going to spoil. We can't talk around the video game. Would you agree? Like when we talk about the show, we're not going to spoil the episodes on our main show. But this, I cannot have these conversations if we have to talk around what happened in The Last of Us Part 2. Would you agree?
Do you want to have a beginning and an end part where we talk about how can we though? Because I think it's...
That's what I'm saying. It's too entwined.
Part of the context of this is the fact that...
We know where
it's going.
The game goes.
We know where the show goes
necessarily.
But we know where the show is going to go because you cannot avoid some of this stuff.
If this game, this season follows the same way that the first season followed the game, yes, it is going exactly where the game goes to a T, right? But I think that this episode was different enough that makes me go maybe they're not going to do that. And then seeing that the coming up or the this season on The Last of Us, there was some stuff where I was like, oh fuck, that's pretty significantly different. I wonder what's going to happen there.
Yeah. So I think the beginning of it is a problem for me.
I agree.
Because they take away the mystery of who those people are from the viewer.
Correct.
And I think one of the complicated things about it is I forget what you thought when we started playing the game and we're in that snowy section and you controlled Abby. I didn't know who the fuck I was.
Correct. And that's the thing. It's intentionally who are these people? What is happening here?
I didn't know where I was in time. I was am I Ellie's mom at this point?
Who am I? Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know who I was. And then you have that, the couple scenes that as it kind of progresses, then all of a sudden you have that scene where you meet up with Joel and you're like, oh.
And then it all happens and you're like, oh fuck.
But even then, I remember watching that initial meeting and I was like, oh, that was a weird interaction they just had there.
Yeah. Because I think that's what makes the game so good, is that it makes you just go the whole beginning of the game is just huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only with the Abby stuff, but also with the Ellie stuff, because they're all talking really vague. This is what I didn't really like about the show, is that in the game and also people are going to say you got to judge it on its own merits. But my problem with that is it's impossible, because I have seen a really good version of this story. And that's how I felt about the first season as well. People are like, you got to judge it on its own merits. I can't. I've played the game and that's a really good version of that story. So with part two, it starts with Ellie and there's this a lot of implied unspoken stuff, not between her and Joel, because they don't have any scenes together, but between her and all of her friends when they're like, hey, is everything cool with Joel? And she's like, yeah, whatever. And she kind of brushes Dina off about it. But then also as the two of them spend their little time exploring, doing whatever, Ellie starts to like warm up a little bit and sort of like open up, like, yeah, you know, I was thinking about bringing this movie over to Joel's, like, he likes this kind of thing. And then Dean is like, so like, what's going on with that? She's like, ah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it unfurls a little bit more naturally, other than just like Joel looking into the camera and being like literally being like, I'm feeling really conflicted about how things went with Ellie. You know what I mean? Like, oh gosh, it's just so on the nose. Same. It's the same thing with the Abby stuff, where it's just like, look into the camera and tell me exactly what you're feeling. I'm like,
we can talk about like Joel's therapy session stuff in a second too, because I think that's like, those are like kind of like different beats for me. But, and I understand the idea of like judging it on its own merit to a certain degree, but like, we know that she is going to become a major character in this series.
Yes.
Right. And like from the very beginning to like set this up like that, when me as the viewer, and I guess maybe this is part of it, like you're automatically rooting against her at the beginning.
Correct. Because like now we know. So when the episode ends and they show up and they're like in the mountains, you are like, we know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I guess if you don't know what's going to happen,
but like,
you don't know if they are going to be successful or not. However, them showing up automatically tells us what to expect from them, like, that they are enemies and that they're hostile.
It just,
instead of that, like, awkward, like, what, who are you?
It just becomes way more straightforward storytelling than something that has more dynamics to it. And I don't think that's necessarily judging it on its own merits versus something else. It's the fact that in that specific situation, the narrative is not unfurled in an interesting enough way.
But I feel the same way about all of the Ellie stuff in this episode and the Ellie stuff in the beginning of the game, because I think that what I really appreciate, and again, maybe they go in a different direction with this in the show, but what I really like about the game is that, like, you don't get that scene of Dina and her dancing and then the guy being homophobic to them or whatever until the end, almost the very end of The Last of Us Part Two. And it makes you think for a second, for a little bit, for like an hour before, I think, before there's the memory of like what actually finally happened with her and Joel, was like, you're like, oh my gosh, that was the last thing she ever said to him. That makes sense why she's fucking so torn up about everything. And then you see what the actual final conversation was, and you're like, oh, this explains why she's even more torn up about everything. It's because the last moment wasn't this like, fuck you, get out of my face thing. It was like, I'm going to try to fix this. But then it just never got fixed because, you know, everything happened. And so for me, it's exactly what you're saying. Like, I just think it's setting it up in a worse way. And I know a lot of people, I know a lot of people played that game and were like, it's so confusing. There's flashbacks and then flashbacks within flashbacks. And like, I just want to play it linear. You don't, because the way that the information is like spoon fed to you informs everything that's going on. And that, and there is the subtext of all of the, like, the current day stuff that you go like, oh shit, that's why this relationship fell apart. You know what I mean?
I would say the one thing about the whole situation with the dance and seeing what happens at the dance, the reason that that's not quite as problematic to me is because there's still the complex narrative of that's not the last conversation.
I guess so.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of doing that like double and back thing, because who knows when that's going to happen? You know what
at
I mean?
At the very end. I know for a fact that it's going to be like, oh, she didn't actually walk by him. She came and walked up on the porch or whatever.
Of this season?
No, that'll come back at the fucking end of this.
Yeah, yes. So like, I still think there is that like that narrative, like there's still that more like complex storytelling thing. And I can understand why they would try to simplify that slightly as to not overly confuse people to a certain degree. And I don't just necessarily not like the fact that we're getting much more of like what's happening in Jackson at this time. And we're kind of setting this community up a little bit better, because as one of the things with the game is you get to kind of play that a little bit more and like walk around and explore the world a little bit. We don't get that opportunity in the same way in a TV show. So we have to be kind of like guided through what this commune is like looking like and how they're changing it a little bit.
I agree.
And that's one of those things, like, I need to see how they're going to cut that. Because even if that last conversation happens then like that, like, is she going to like come out of the house and then like in a weird flashback? Or maybe this isn't even like, maybe the next day is not really the next day in the game like it was.
Yeah, where it's that there more time passes between these things. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. There's just a lot of those like questions that I like have about that, which is fine. But I'm it's still the first minute is unforgivable to me. Like that just
unforgivable. It's terrible. It's I can't believe they open it like that. And I think that to your point, and we said this before we started recording too, like I don't hate this episode. I don't love the stuff that they are setting up if it goes where the show where the game goes. Exactly beat for beat where the game goes. Given how they handled the first season, I have to imagine that that's where it goes. It just seemed like it's just going to at some point just take a turn and just be like beat for beat, shot for shot, the exact same thing because they just fucking love doing that. But I am willing to give it the time to say like, oh, okay, if it goes somewhere else or like if the therapy thing it results in something else, I think that's going to be kind of interesting if they do something interesting with it. But if it's just meant to like launder Joel's reputation, which is what I feel like the first season was kind of attempted to do, to make his decision more sympathetic, then I think that I will dislike that. And I think this whole season hinges on how he is portrayed. And I think that so far I do not like the way he is portrayed. Because it means that Ellie grows up a little bit differently if he is this guy who's like willing to talk about his feelings and stuff like that. Go on.
I think one of the things about the ending of the first season, as I think we both have a disagreement about the right choice in that situation. Like you, cause like at least in your interpretation of Joel, that's not meant to be a sympathetic choice, right? Like he's a bad guy too.
It's not that he's a bad guy, but it's that he does a bad thing. And that those are different, right? But and I think that at the end of the day, what is interesting about the end of The Last of Us Part One is that there is no correct choice, is that it all feels bad no matter what. But the question is, by doing that, did Joel do a bad thing? And that question, I think, is interesting. But I do not believe that the show asks that question. I think that the show says Joel did something that was tough, but right. And the reason I think that is because Neil Druckmann and Craig Mazin told me that, looking into the camera, told me that in the first season and they're like creating of. And then also they have gone and just continued to talk about that and say that Neil Druckmann is like, this is absolutely the right choice that he should have made and like all this sort of stuff.
But I also disagree because I think it was the right choice. That's the choice I would have made.
I don't think that there is a right or wrong choice, but I think that the thing that is interesting about The Last of Us 1 is that it asks a question about, is that the right choice? And you can come to your own conclusion about that. I could come to my own conclusion about that, right? And that is fine. But what I think the game does really well is it does not tell you if there was or was not a right choice. It just says, this happened. How do you feel about it? I don't know. You clearly, as you say, think that he made the right choice, right? I don't know if he made the right choice or not, but I think that's interesting. Is what's interesting about it is that the game does not tell you that he made the right choice, whereas the show does. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I believe if when The Last of Us was done, the video game, you asked Neil Druckmann what he thought about that, he would have said the same thing that he said at the end of the TV show.
Correct.
And I think,
but it's not presented that same way in the game.
Do you think it's presented like a sympathetic thing in the game? Because I think if anything, they make his act of
ambiguous.
I think they make his act of killing a worse like montage than it was in the video game.
When's the last time you played that game? Before part two, I think, right?
Yeah.
Because you didn't play part one, like the remake.
Yeah.
It's presented as like, this is a pretty bad thing in the in the game, and I think in the show it glosses over it a little bit. And I mean, they make the fireflies look like assholes in the game too. Like that's
like they have that montage of him just like mercilessly killing people in that thing, and I think they make the montage like really highlight the like the what he's doing in that moment in the TV show. Like I don't think they make him look like a hero in that moment.
I don't think they make him look like a hero, but I think the way it is portrayed, I would have to rewatch it, but this is how I felt about it at the time. And I'm going to rewatch it because I'm wondering how to do about this. But like, I fucking can't believe I have to watch this again. I think that the way the game portrays it, it portrays it in a more ambiguous way so that you can come to your own conclusions about like, hey, this is kind of fucked up, but did he do the right thing? And that's the question. And that's the whole ending, right? About like how is him lying to Ellie the right thing? And is what he did the right thing? That's the whole crux of that game. And then the second game is all about showing different people who have different perspectives on it. Because the game just asked the question and it didn't answer it. Whereas I think the show portrays it in a much more concrete black and white. Yes, he did the right thing. It's bad. He killed people. That's rough. But he did something that was justified. And in my opinion, you can justify it personally, but you cannot like concretely say one way or another what is the correct thing to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm coming down to the point where I think both of them portray it as like he's doing it the wrong, he's doing a bad thing, but is it right? I still think both of them kind of are showing that. Like, I don't necessarily know how they do it different in the TV show versus the game.
I would have to go back to the, compare them. I'll do that for you.
I also think, like, part of it is I think Ellie's portrayal is different in the TV show than it was in the game, too.
To me, the worst part about the TV show is Ellie.
I cannot
believe how wrong I think at least Craig Mazin gets Ellie. He portrays her like a kid who kills animals in recess. You know what I mean? Like he has that thing about like that weirdo pedophile rapist cannibal guy looks at her. That's who he is. What he is, right? He looks at her and he's like, "You're evil and twisted, just like me. You love to hurt people, don't you?" And Craig Mazin in that behind the scenes thing is like, she is like that. She loves to hurt people. And she is like a twisted fuck. He didn't say it like that, but like he says it like that. Right. Like similar. And, no, she's not. She's a 14-year-old girl. And like that, like to me, the reason you do that is because you were like, oh, I know where this goes. And that she turns into this kind of monster. But I think the tragedy of The Last of Us 2 is that she wasn't always like that. And that she was turned into that by Joel because of his inability to parent her and his inability to address and reckon with what he did in the first game.
Okay.
And so like Abby and Ellie are different sides of the debate because Abby is the what Joel did was wrong. I'm going to kill him. And Ellie is kind of to an extent because she is living with Joel's choice, what he did was right because I'm alive. And so what do I do with that? And she doesn't think Joel's right. Obviously they have those conversations and stuff like that. But, I think that those questions are a lot different if they're going to continue with the Ellie was a bad apple this whole time and loves to fucking murder people like, which is not true at least in the game.
Because I think we could talk more about like how they portray her in season one, because I think like a lot of her pain and her acting out towards things and that has to do with like her, like the trauma that she went through at a young age.
Yeah.
Like sitting next to the person that you love the most in life, watching them turn, hoping you would turn, yeah. And then you don't turn at the same way. What do you think she did? Do you think she
had to kill her, right? Like,
yeah. So like, I think that is a much more like thing to happen at a developing brain like hers. Like, I think that messed her up in a certain way. Not that she's like this like terrible person. Like, she's terrible because of this trauma in her life that she doesn't know how to talk about and she can't get through. And I think in the show, kind of like going to Joel, and I think you're 100% correct that he didn't know how to parent her correctly to help her the way she needs to be helped, right? You can't just help like parent someone or deal with someone's like trauma by like, I don't know.
His whole thing is we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of it. Right. He's not going to talk about the Firefly stuff. He's not going to talk about, forgetting the kid, Sam, and his brother, right. They bury them and she starts in the game. I don't remember how it is in the show, but she's talking about them. She's like, I meant to give him this. And he's like, we're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so you have to imagine, and based on how he treats her in the game, part two is like, that continued.
So
that continued
kind of like bringing that on. Don't you think it shows an interesting character growth sort of in Joel, but like in his way of character growth that he doesn't really get it when he's talking to a therapist after Ellie finds out the truth?
That, I think that is one of the aspects of the thing that, in my opinion, like we said before, if it goes where the show or the game goes exactly, I'll be like, what the fuck was all that for? But if they are able to do something interesting and different with him, then I will be, I am interested in where this leads.
Because
yes, I agree. That is interesting about like him trying to figure out how he feels after all of that has happened. I do think it's
because I don't even know if I need to see more of that in order for me to still have that like be a character change moment, because he was clearly bothered, upset, fucked up by the fact that she called him out on that and she like hurts the relationship at that moment.
Yeah.
So then he goes to therapy and what does he talk about at therapy? Like, she just doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. And like, he has this thing about like, why is she like doing this? And he's called up by his therapist basically saying like, you're fucking lying to yourself and to me right now. And I'm not going to have that, you terrible man. And she calls him out for being a terrible man. And then what does he do at that moment? He goes back to the same thing that he said before, that I saved her.
Yeah.
He's not changed.
That's interesting.
Like, it didn't help him. And then I think even at like all that stuff, for the first time, like someone like got through his armor to him to make him reflect on that moment. So when he goes back to Ellie later with this actual last conversation, that is, I think, an even more impactful thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that is an interesting avenue that I hope they go further with it. I don't want them to just stop there, but I think that's an interesting way to kind of show his processing of all this stuff and how fucked up this world is. And even reiterating why he's a bad guy. I forget. Why did he shoot her husband?
So Elaine and I were like, what are you talking about? We don't know. Gail is, if you remember, I assume they're just not going to show this because like, of just like where it all ends up. Gail is Abby and Dina find his weed stash.
Right.
He's the ex Firefly guy. I have no idea why they included the information that he shot him, unless it's going to come up later. I have literally no earthly way of knowing, because that came up in Atlanta. We're like, did we miss a scene in this? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know about.
She just mentions it and it's just like, oh, okay. That's,
like, I don't know if this is like a letter thing I didn't read or whatever, but like,
no, he died of like cancer in, like, they talk about how they miss him and stuff like that in the game. I have no idea why, what that changes or where that's going, if anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a weird, insane detail.
I'm right now on. Oh, sorry. Eugene was his name.
Yes.
Eugene was Gail's husband. Eugene, what's going on with Eugene? Last of Us Wiki.
I don't know.
Oh, he has an actual actor.
Oh, so then maybe he'll show up in one of the flashbacks or something like that.
Yeah, he's deceased, and maybe they'll explain that a little bit further.
Yeah, it was very odd. Like, so odd that it took me out of this. It's like, what?
So I would assume then that there has to be some kind of, like, obviously this is an actor too. This is, what's his name? Joe Pantoliano, what, I can't say his name right, but he's from Memento. He's the he's in a lot of stuff here.
Oh shit, Bad no, Boys. He's in the fucking Matrix. He's Cypher? He's the guy who's like, I know this steak isn't real.
Yeah. Cypher.
But it's still juicy.
So,
yeah.
So clearly that means that they're going to go more with this plot line.
You hope so.
They cast an actor, I guess, he's got the actor, then yeah. Yeah, they're going to go more with that plot line. Regardless, I think my ultimate review of the episode has to go with they've made choices narratively, switching some things up. I got to find out if they're going to be going, like, how, where they're going with this stuff.
I agree. Where, like, I cannot say one way or another if it's good or not, because I don't know where it's going. I am only right now just, like, inserting it into The Last of Us game where it goes.
Mm.
And if you do that, I do not think it is a flattering episode. But that's because we don't have the context for where it's going, what it's doing, who these characters are. Because they're different characters than they are on the show, in the game. Speaking of that, I know we kind of wanted to keep this brief, but we didn't really talk about... what do you think of Ellie in this? If I may be true, and now I know she has a lot of stands out there, I think Bella Ramsey is not very good in that first season of the show. I do not think her performance is particularly strong. I also think that, like, she's really underwritten. Like, Joel is so much of that show, and she is kind of just a side character. She's not, like, so integral and important as she is in the game, in my opinion, based on just, like, the amount of lines she has and stuff like that. I don't think she was given a lot to work with in that first season. And so her in this season, I think she is significantly better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do have to say I do like Dina's character.
Dina's the best fucking character in this whole show.
Yeah, like she's great. Like literally she gets on screen, like I think she like is was just like really like easy for characters to play off and stuff like that. And I think like she will be good to be around for a minute. But yeah, I think ultimately it is going to be interesting to see her kind of lead this season and where that's going to go.
And that's the thing that I am the most worried about where this goes, because I just didn't like her in that first season that much. And I don't love her writing in this episode.
It kills me because I think Caitlin Devers would have made such a fucking good Ellie.
Probably, right? Switch them around.
Yeah, like because clearly she's got some anger in her. And like initially she was tied to Ellie in the movie version, I think. And then
yes, she was.
And then when they did the movie, I mean, she's what, like 6-7 years older than Bella Ramsey, so she is a little bit older.
Yeah. So may I say this?
Yeah.
There is a stronger suspension of disbelief with video games because you're not looking at a real human face. Bella Ramsey is unfortunately afflicted with 10-year-old-itis, where she looks like a baby child all the time. Her having longer her hair, it makes her look a little bit older in this than she did in the last season. And obviously time passed, but like she looks young as fuck in a way that, and she's got just like the baby face in a way that like, I just don't like jive with if this goes where it goes in the show, in the game, like, I'm just like, I don't know about all that. And whereas Caitlin Dever, I think has this very like hardened face. Or not hard. I mean, she's like, you know, similar age, whatever. But like her face, I think, is a little bit more expressive because she's not dealing with just like I'm a literal child.
Yeah.
All the time. And Elena Mitchell, my fiance, wanted to point out, and she required me to cite her for this. She's like, what is with these fucking 5'1 women taking over this show? Where she's like, you see them standing next to like in the sets and you're like, you're fucking miniature. This is crazy. To the point where Abby is looking up at everyone because she's like 5'4". Bella Ramsey's 5'2", I think. The girl who plays Dina is also that same height. And they're just like they're sitting on the horses next to like adult humans who are all like, you know, like
they actually have to use like little ponies that they have to ride on instead of the big horses.
I was looking at this whole thing and I'm like, hold on a second. You have two incredibly short actors in a scene together exclusively in a one location. Do a fucking Lord of the Rings and just make this set smaller. Do you know what I mean? Or like put them on a box when she's standing next to whoever, like, but then like just make the sets a little bit smaller and it's fine because your lead actors are all tiny.
Yeah, I thought it was a weird choice to make Bella Ramsey not wear shoes this whole episode. Like a hobbit is the joke I was going for.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. Sure. So she mentioned the shoes. I thought that was cute. And she's like, she kept the boots. It was cute. Yeah, I'll say this. Here's the one thing about between Bella Ramsey and whatever the actress's name is that I really liked when they're like miming at each other what they're going to do. And Bella Ramsey, like, and Ellie does like not understand. And then she's like stabbing with the knife. And she's like, okay. Like, that's cute.
Yeah. That seemed like Ellie, the Ellie I knew.
Yes, 100%. Where it's like not goofy in a way that's like, like you're not taking everything seriously, but goofy in a way where it's like, but I'm still like, I'm gonna fuck around a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna just joke and scream and jump around, but I'm gonna like take a little seriously.
Speaking of that scene, I truly did like the stalker scene. I thought that was a pretty good scene. With the
yeah,
like it was intense. Okay. It was interesting. Yeah, like
I like the stalker makeup. I thought it looked good.
Yeah, like I thought that was an interesting like little like horror moment. That one of those moments that like felt like a game, but like also didn't like feel like it's like we're doing a video game.
Elena and I kept looking at each other and going like, "You remember the game where they're like find the bottle, use the bottle, and throw it to distract the enemy, like in the game? You know, you remember the video game?"
Yeah.
Or they do, I think the problem, my problem with this episode is that the things I liked about it most are the things I liked about the game. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just like, oh, this is something that's like well executed and done well. Like the dance scene, I think is one of my favorite scenes in all of video games. And they just recreate it shot for shot and it looks really good. But the reason it looks really good is because they're just redoing it like line for line, shot for shot, all that stuff. But it's just with actors that I like a little bit less than I like in the game. Mm. I like the game actors a lot, you know, and like the choreography is the exact same. It's all the exact same. And so like part of me is just sitting here like, why do it like this? Why not reimagine this in a way that it works specifically for the vision that you're trying to tell as opposed to the way that this is handled? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But at the same time, you still got to get some of those iconic shots in there.
Oh man, girl, Miss Dina in the interview at the end of the show was like, it just looks so like, I know this is going to be iconic. And I'm like, it is iconic.
For a reason. Yeah, for a reason.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's like, well, you've identified this is not iconic because of this TV show. Like, this is, you know, whatever. You didn't play the game. I don't care. But like, I don't know.
Ah.
I'm mixed. I went in trying to give it as much credit as it could. I didn't hate it, but I am expecting it to land the things that it's setting up. And if it doesn't land those things and just diverts back into the show, into the game in the way that the show did, where like it sets some stuff up and then just is like, fuck that. We're just going to do our own. We're just gonna go back to the game. Then I'll be disappointed.
Do you have a more emotional attachment to the first game or the second game?
Probably the second game.
Okay.
Why?
I was just wondering because, like, I don't know. For me, I feel like I have a way more, like, intense relationship with the first game and the characters and the moments in that game than I do with this one, which is why, like, them changing some stuff isn't going to make me as upset.
I don't care if they change stuff because I think changing stuff is good.
Remixing stuff, like, the narrative.
I guess my problem with the first season is that they took stuff out and replaced it with nothing.
wait.
Do you know what I mean?
The kissing clickers.
Awesome. Yeah. Put that in there.
Yeah, fucking, we need more of that.
Just batting zero. So they took out, in my opinion, a lot of the relationship between Joel and Ellie. And now part of that is because there's no downtime in a TV show. Right. Whereas in the video game, you have downtime. We're just like, we got to find some supplies. And you're just like walking around and Ellie's like learning how to whistle and all that stuff. That's great. You can't put that in a TV show because you just don't have 15 hours, you know, to tell your story. So what are you going to replace that with? How are you going to get that across in a different way? And the TV show opts to not do that at all. And so it's not that it's different. It's that they just subtracted from it. And so I'm like, oh, this is just a thinner, a skinnier version of the thing that I really liked. And so the same, if The Last of Us Part Two is done the same way, where they take the things that I really liked and they just, changing it is fine. Do it a long, long time. That fucking was amazing. I am so glad they did that instead of the bullshit that run around to school or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, you'd made something way better because you changed something. that is what I'm expecting and hoping for, that they do in season two, and not just like, well, we're just going to cut those elements out because we just couldn't figure out how to do them. Does that make sense?
I really hope they don't
change whatever you want.
I really
want.
Hope they don't
it,
do but. A Eugene scene that they're trying to do. One of those like cool moments and it just doesn't land.
Yeah. Where like the reason that landed is because you made a really, really good choice.
Yeah. But I,
because it was like, what do we do?
I also
it was
think
too much of a video
one,
game
of, one of the reasons it landed for me is because it completely subverted my expectations.
100%. But, you're just like, I have no, but that said, on a rewatch though, even without those,
oh, it's a good episode. Yeah,
expectations,
yeah,
it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Last was season two, part one. I was going to give it a grade, but I think that's, I would give this a 6 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I would say like, there's some stuff in here. We'll see.
I'd give it a solid B.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
I would give it like a B minus C.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You've got some stuff in here.
Yeah. Well,
some stuff I'm looking to see improvements on.
You're not grading on a teacher's scale. You're grading on a actual scale.
Yeah, I'm on my gamer scale.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm grading it on a like, well, if you fail, you still get 50%. You fucking loser.
I'll tell you this. Yes, 100%. I'm not. I didn't write "see me" at the top of this sheet in the way that like I wrote "see me" about the cannibal episode of Last of Us One. Hmm. Like, fucking come talk to me about what you've done here. Like, oh my gosh, you fucked this up so bad. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm gonna kill Joel Miller because he killed my father. Well, Abby, maybe we should go to Seattle. Fine. And then I'm going to fucking kill Joel.
And I'm going to do one push-up, realize it's too much work, and then stop.
Listen, I get it. I get it. They didn't want her to get jacked. I think she should have gotten jacked. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think she should have gotten jacked.
I think she should use a body double. Like, put her on, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's body.
Put her in a fucking suit. Put her in a fucking muscle suit. They, she wears, like, a long sleeves the whole
they
show.
They do it
fucking,
with Homelander and the boys, which I think is hilarious, how the guy who plays Homelander is like, I'm not fucking working out.
That's funny. But do that. It's part of, I think for them, and I get that they're just like, we just didn't have her do it. Whatever, I don't care, I guess. But, like, for them to then say, Neil Druckmann, like, well, it's actually, like, the reason she would look like that in the game is because she needed to fight. And it's
blah,
like, maybe,
blah,
but then
blah.
you made it into an interesting character choice. Your character design informed the character choices. We will catch you next week. We're going to be doing these, I suppose, every week for the next 10 weeks or whatever. Goodbye.
'Fly, you fools! Poof!